Wagner Show. With your old friends, Zazu Pitts, Andy Devine, Biff Arquette, Jim Blackett, music by Obie Case, and starring Lum and Abner. Lum and Abner will be with us in just a moment, but first, a short message from the Ford dealers of America.
Owners everywhere are talking about the economy of the 50 Ford. Listen to what Mr. Jacob N. Wade of Lyndhurst, Virginia, one of over 420,000 delighted owners, said about his new Ford.
In these days, when the cost of everything is up, it's certainly great to own a 50 Ford. For I found that my new Ford V8 gives me everything I'd expect to find in an expensive car for amazingly little money. And in addition to being a low-cost car to buy, I find my Ford is mighty economical to own. I get 20 miles to a gallon and spend very little for upkeep. My money sure goes a lot further since I've owned a 50 Ford. Yes, Ford owners everywhere are finding out about the economy of the great new Ford. They're saving real money now because of Ford's low price. And they'll be saving real money for years to come because of Ford's low operating and maintenance costs. But see for yourself. Tomorrow, stop by your neighborhood Ford dealers. Get the facts on Ford economy. Then take the wheel and test drive the big new Ford.
And here they are, your old favorites, Lum and Abner.
Abner, will you come over here and help me put this sign on the door?
Why, sure, Lum.
Just hold this nail in place while I whack it with a hammer.
Lum, suppose you hold a nail in place while I whack it with a hammer.
You think I'm crazy?
The trouble here is we're suffering from an oversupply of whackers.
Have you ever seen me hit anybody on the thumb with a hammer?
Yes. Last summer when Opie Cates helped you put up the screen.
That was just a little tap.
Tap? You smacked that thumb so flat it looked like he's carrying around a pancake flipper.
Why, he didn't even holler.
He let out such a beller, all the fellas at the sawmill knocked off for lunch.
You stop exaggerating and hold that nail, Granny.
Lum, you couldn't hit that nail no matter if your whole life depended on it.
Oh, now, be quiet.
This is my page-flipping finger here, Lum. Be
just
careful.
Just hold the nail in place. Okay, here goes. Now, how is that?
Not bad. Just aim it 2 more feet to the left, and I think you'll have it.
The trouble is, the top of the nail is too small.
You couldn't drive that nail if I stuck it in between my teeth and let you hit me on the back of the head.
Don't give me any ideas. Now, just hold it in place. This time, I'll keep my eyes open.
Good. I think one of us ought to know what's going on.
You ready now?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Oh, you idiot. Why don't you watch what you're doing?
Abner Peabody, I didn't even touch that hand.
I know you didn't. You got the one I had in my pocket.
Never mind. I'll just set the sign in the window.
Yeah, set it there to look better. Hey, wait a minute. Store for sale.
Yeah. I decided we better sell this place, Abner, and move to a new location.
Now, wait just a minute, Lum. We ain't moving.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Oh, no, we ain't.
Oh, yes, we are.
I know you listen to reason. Now, start packing.
Now, wait, Lum. We've been in this location for 40 years. I don't see no sense in moving just when folks is beginning to know where we're at.
Well, 40 years ago, this was all right. We was in the heart of town then. But the heart is moved. We ain't in it no more.
Well, if we ain't in the heart of town, where are we?
I don't know, but the way business has been lately, I got a pretty good idea.
I still don't think we ought to move.
We've got to. This street is dead. All the traffic is now 2 blocks over on the state highway.
What state highway?
The 4-lane super speed highway they put through in 1923.
They did?
Kitty sakes, Abner, didn't you know that?
Lum, I got more to do than go around looking for state highways. Besides, you're the one that's all that's bringing in the news. Why didn't you tell me about it?
Just found out about it yesterday myself.
Well, I still say this location is good enough for me.
Abner, don't you understand that things are changing? The town's been moving east.
It has?
Why, sure.
Didn't it like it over here?
The town has moved east and we ain't moved with it.
Well, how could we? We didn't know it was going anywhere.
Look, Abner, I ain't got time to explain this to you. We've got to get out and look for a good location. Now, come on.
Yeah, well, wait now, Lum. I better lock up the cash drawer first.
No, don't bother. Maybe somebody will feel sorry for us and leave something in it. Come on, let's go.
Tom, ain't this kind of fur out in the country for a store?
Well, we gotta be farsighted about this.
And our customers are gonna have to be farsighted, too, or they'll never find us.
We don't have any competition out here.
Or any business. Is there wild animals around here?
Of course not. We ain't but 2 or 3 miles.
I know. Wait a minute. Look there. Look in them bushes. A hippopotamus, Lon. A rhinoceros.
Andrew, get down. I can't hold you in my arms like this.
Dog is a talking rhinoceros.
Hiya, fellas.
Oh, my goodness. That's Andy Devine.
Uh-huh. Hey, have you saw a bunch of little kids anyplace? I've organized a Cub Scout pack, and I can't find them nowhere.
Oh, my goodness. Are they lost?
No, I am.
Well, the town's just over that hill there, Andy, but ain't you worried about them youngins running around loose?
Oh, I don't think they'll do much damage.
Well, you better get back to them.
Yeah, all right. Hey, and say, if you see Miss Pitts in town, tell her we're going to have a membership meeting in the church basement late this afternoon.
Miss Pitts? Is she joining the Cub Scouts?
Yeah, she's agreed to be our den mother.
Miss Pitts, a mother? Dogus, how come her to take up scout work?
Well, she said she wanted to learn all that stuff, not tie in.
I know who she's got in mind for that.
Woodcraft and trailing wild game.
Well, she's way ahead of them on that last one. She just about had Lum Tree 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, she's beginning to make me nervous. Wish she'd stop going around singing that wild goose cry.
Say, would you fellas help me round up them young'uns?
Well, we'd like to, Andy, but we're out looking for a new location for the store. Have you saw any good-looking property?
That's cheap.
Well, I think there's a new subdivision going in just east of town near the river. I seen them planting a lot of trees there.
Goodness, that's right where we want to be. Who's in charge of it, do you know?
Yeah, now, he's putting in a little office across from my barber shop. Now, I believe his name is F.W. Randolph.
Randolph. Geez, that sounds familiar. Abner, do you recollect anybody by that name?
Is he a tall, good-looking feller married to a woman named Agnes that run off with a paper hanger with 8 kids in Milwaukee?
No.
Just a shot in the dark.
Well, come on. We don't care who he is. Let's get over there and start talking business.
Coming in the store for Lum. I thought we was going over to see that Mr. Randolph.
Well, we can't now. I just recollected who that feller is. Frank W. Randolph's an old friend of mine.
Well, that's good, ain't it?
No, it ain't. Frank Randolph used to spend 3/4 of his time studying up ways to gyp me.
Well?
One time he sold me a half interest in an avocado factory.
An avocado factory?
Yes.
Well, you dumb. They don't even make them things anymore, do they?
Another time he wanted to sell me a third interest in a Panama hat factory.
Huh.
But this time I was going to be smart. I told him I wanted to look the place over before I put my money in it.
Good for you.
So Frank said, sure, come on, we'll drive you out and see it. We went out in the country and he stopped at a big lake and he said, well, there it is. And I said, where? He said, right there. They weave these Panama hats underwater.
Well, now, I have heard of that.
I said, I don't believe it. He said, all right, slip off your britches and dive in and see for yourself. So that's just what I done.
All right, Dogies, I'm proud of you, Lum.
Yes, sir, I swam around and couldn't see a dad's blame thing. And when I come up, I discovered Frank had run off with my britches and my wallet.
Well, maybe this would be a good chance to get him back from him.
No, it ain't safe for me to go near him. He'd gyp me again, just sure as the world.
What?
Of course, now, there is one way we could deal with him. We could set up a dummy corporation.
A dummy corporation?
Yeah.
I Dogus, I know just the man for president of it.
Oh, no, it can't be me. It's got to be some other dummy. I mean, it's got to be...
Wait a minute, I think I see just the fellow we're looking for. Old gossip monger Arquette.
Well, howdy, fellas.
Yeah, howdy, Cliff. We were just talking about you.
About me? Well, hurry up and tell it. I ain't heard any interesting gossip all day.
Well, Cliff, we was wondering if you'd head up a dummy corporation to handle a transaction for us.
Well, I doubt if I'll have time, Lum. I just started working as a census taker.
Well, that don't take all your time, does it?
Well, it does if you do a thorough job like I'm doing. I ask them how many kids they got, what does your husband do, how much does he make a week, who he's been running around with lately.
Well, what does a government want to know that for?
They don't. I just slipped that one in myself.
Well, Cliff, I'm sure you could handle this job of ours.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm also putting in part-time at the post office.
What do you do, sort the mail?
No, steam it. I steamed one piece of mail this morning for an hour and a half, and it wouldn't open. Finally discovered it was a postcard.
Well, Cliff, why don't you settle down and stop prying into other folks' affairs?
Why, sure, Cliff. You're too old to be working all day over a hot kettle.
Look, Cliff, all we want you to do is...
Well, I'm too tired to handle it today. I went to a party last night at the old lady's home. And was that a humdinger? Why, it didn't break up till 8:30.
Why, you old night owl.
Why, say, the Ovaltine flowed like water. Maud Toops got so loaded, somebody had to drive her wheelchair.
Oh, my say.
And as for Luella Attleberry, well, I'm not talking.
That's a relief.
Now, what about Luella?
Well, sir, I don't like to brag, but did she make a play for me?
She did, huh?
First she winked at me, then I winked back. She winked at me again, I winked back.
Oh, you was clicking.
Yeah. She winked, I winked.
Yeah? Then what happened?
Nothing. We was both tuckered out from winking.
Cliff, this job ain't going to take a whole lot of strength. All we want you to do is buy us a nice lot from a feller named Frank Randolph.
Randolph? Oh, I bought one of them lots from him this morning.
Sure enough. What did he stick you for?
$50.
$50?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of high, too.
High? Why, no, that's dirt cheap.
Hey, you can't get dirt much cheaper.
Well, I didn't know, and this Randolph said he was new in the business. Said he didn't know what to charge.
Grannies, I'll say he don't. Cliff, would you watch the store for a few minutes?
Well, I...
Good. Come on, Abner.
Yeah, I'm coming. Hey, where are we going, Mom?
Over to Randolph's office. Right, Grannies, if we can buy a bunch of them lots at that price, we can clean up.
Oh, God for us!
And this will give me a chance to finally get even with that varmint Randolph. I knowed if I waited long enough, someday the worm would turn.
Yeah, you sure have. Come on, let's hurry.